then there's times your old stubborn pride don't back down so easily. And you got no choice but to let your voice be heard and hold your ground. And that's the point that he'll get the point, and he'll probably back down. But if he bows up and steps across that line, you gotta whoop a man's ass sometimes. Yeah, you gotta whoop a man's ass sometimes.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm going to tell you five things you must know about this assassination attempt. Of course, they're trying to memory hole this, and so we've got to make sure that people don't, that people know that this really happened. This was not fake news. This really, truly happened. And I'm not expecting Kamala to do anything about it, or Walz, or Biden, or anybody like that, but our job is to get the truth out. We are truth tellers, as it says in Revelation 14. We are the ones who shout out the truth, and that's what we're here to do, and we're going to keep doing that until everybody hears and knows the truth. So give me a thumbs up if you can hear me and everything's good. And I mentioned yesterday I was going to come on to do a live. I don't know if you guys caught that, but I wanted to get this information out there about this assassination attempt, because this guy's done such amazing research on it, and I want to make sure that you guys know about it. So let's go. If you're new here, here's my website, freedomforce.live. Say it with me, everybody, freedomforce.live. So check it out. I have tons of videos over there, and I also talk about how this is biblical. As we always do, we always pray at the end of our videos, and we also crack open the Word, and so that you guys hear what God's doing. This is, we connect how what's happening on earth is what the Lord is doing. It's really biblical what's happening. All right, so the first thing I want you guys to know for sure, is that there is basically a Zapruder film. Hey, Brendy, and hey, JFK Jr. 2024. I'm glad you're here. So hopefully we get more people who are jumping in on with us. So come in on the chat and say, hey. So, check this out. This guy named Real DJ Stu 724 posted this video. It's 30 minutes long. Now, the police went on the video, actually. He's got video of them trying to get this from him. And I didn't watch the whole thing, but the point is they do not like any loose ends like this. Well, it's going to be a tough battle to stop the loose ends, because you've got 200 people out there who have videos, likely. Now, he, I think, was possibly live streaming this. That's what's so great about it. When he's live streaming, number one, so it goes, it's already out in the universe, wherever. And also, he continued to record even while there's shooting going on, which is shocking. Really, we're living in a day. Can you imagine having that back in the day of JFK? This is basically what we are seeing here. Now, I'm going to show you on an aerial shot where he was standing. But this is tremendous footage that this guy did. Basically, it's the Zapruder film for our day. So he's got this. And so I'm going to show you what we've learned from this video. This guy named Chris Martinson has worked so hard. Can't play you all of his videos, but I just want to give you some of the highlights from his videos, and specifically what he came up with from having this. It really helped us. It's helping to point us in the right direction, because we're still in that fact-finding stage. I don't know what your question is, Roxanne. Is this the young man? I don't know what you mean by that. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. All right, so I'm a girl. I don't know. I'm a little girl man today. Anyway, so this is this guy, Real DJ Stu 724. So he's the one who was at the Butler rally. So before I go on, I want to remind you guys about what I had found out from Jonathan Kahn, was that Butler is another name for cupbearer. That is someone, remember, Joseph was able to interpret the dream of the cupbearer, and his job was to stop assassination attempts of the king. So this is so amazing. The Lord has all this, he knows all the end from the beginning. He knows how all this is going to play out. It's really really amazing. That was an amazing little piece of little tidbit of golden nugget to find. Just trust the Lord no matter what happens with the stock market, no matter if they go, you know, bring armies in the streets. Just know this is not just the White Hat's plan. This is the Lord's plan. He is setting us free from these creeps. No doubt about it. This is what's happening in this day. All right. So here is a really good overhead shot, really, of the rally. And so I want you to just kind of get a picture of what he's talking about. This man, this is Chris Martinson, M-A-R-T-E-N-S-O-N. He's over on Twitter, and I posted this all on my X account. I say Twitter, X account. My X account is Melissa Red Pill. So definitely go and follow over there. And because I'm putting, whenever I find good videos about this, I'm putting this over on my X. I started a new one because I'll probably never ever get my old one back. But anyway, so if you notice here, way down here at the number one, that's where President Trump was standing, right by the microphone. And here is number two, is where Corey was, right around here was where Corey was shot. And there was a person nearby outside this fence line, and he was standing there recording President Trump and all these things going on at the time. And a lot of people in this field over here were shouting, "There's a guy on the roof with a gun," and they're all realizing what's going on. And at this very time, there were all these police officers with literally guns drawn going all around this building. I want to make sure that you guys know this, but nobody is like, when people are saying there he is right there, they're like looking for him, and it looked like the Keystone Cops, really did. All right, so I want you to see some of the video that's coming out is from number two, where the location on the screen, and then some video is from locations three and four. The one I'm going to show you today is location six. Now, in the middle of all this, the shot came across and somehow hit this this boom here and hit the I don't remember the name of it, whatever the where the oil is, and so it, the whole speaker system came slowly down as it lost pressure, and so that you'll see that, you know, that's where some of this, that was a big part of what's happening. I'm going to show you a video of that here in just a second. All right, so that kind of gives you an aerial shot. And then this is where Six was standing closer. Let me see if I can take this off.
So here.
Let's see. Yeah, I'd hate to have that line there in the middle of the way. But anyway, hopefully you can see. There's that number six right there by that tree. And so that's where Stewart is taking this video from, and so he's got a really great view of this building, and that's the building on which Crooks had bear crawled up to the ridge. I'm going to show you, he actually has a picture of Crooks' head coming up above that ridge. I'm going to show you that too. Now, there are notice here, all these windows along this building, right? Y'all got you with me? Oh, yeah, I've known about Jonathan Cahn a whole long time. I would love for him to know of the wonderful truth about end times. You know, I would love, if anybody knows how to get in touch with me, in touch with him, I'd love for us to chat about that, because he still doesn't understand the wonderful truth that this is the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. So those of you who don't know about that also, these are my books here. And the Lord helped me to piece together Revelation. This is the Decode of Revelation. I'm working right now on the study guide of that, so that we can all get really, really steeped in that, because it's so important that we understand it. It's so important that we understand it so that we can help others to understand. But the great news, it's end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. That's what we're headed for. And we're seeing all these Bible stories we've always known coming true before our very eyes. We're just, it's really, really exciting. And all the minor prophets told us what was going to happen. All right, so here you can see, okay, the first one I want to shoot you to see is this picture right here. You'll see these windows along this building right here, and that's one of the first of the five things I want to make sure that you guys know. Well, first is that there's a Zapruder film right there, so you can have a video that is right, basically exactly on what we're, where the shots were coming from. And so we can really boil it down to and figure out what didn't happen and what potentially did happen. Okay, so that's the first thing. So definitely go and watch that Zapruder film. I have it, like I said, I'll put the link. Let me go ahead and do that right now while you guys are here. And I will put this link right here, this one from my channel. Let's see if I can, okay, right there. I'm going to click this link and I'm going to pop it into, go grab that, you guys, in the chat right now, and I will work on, let me see, you know what I'll go ahead and do? Let me see, I'm going to go ahead and put it in the comment section too, so you guys will have that in the comment section, because that is a really great video to watch. Okay, so, you know, at least the first bit of it, you can see his video of it. All right, it's his clip, live clip of the actual shooting. Now, the second thing that I want you guys to know is that when you look at this video closely, you will see right here on this camera facing north-northwest, these windows are closed. He's looked at each one of these windows. They have a reflection on each one of them. He's spent the time to look at each one of them, and they are all, and you can look at it also if you want to go and look at the Stewart video, and they are all closed. So it appears that theory, that possibility of the shooting coming from the first floor is not the case, but I'm going to show you what potentially it could be. We'll get to that here in a minute. But it appears that it did not come from the first floor. Okay, so that's, and they're also saying that when you're looking at some of these videos and you're maybe not on the ground level, it's distorted as to how high the bleachers were behind President Trump and on the side. Let me show you that. So here's President Trump, and he is up there fairly high, and then the bleachers are on behind him and on to the right and to the left of him. And so, some of the pictures make it look like they're a lot higher than President Trump, and that appears not to be the case. I still have not seen any information about the numbers yet. As far as the levels of the buildings of the bleachers, rather. All right, so I want you to see that the window. So that's the second thing. This is not on the first floor, but I'm going to show you where we think it potentially could be. All right, the other thing is I want you to see here is Crooks. The first view is 5.5 seconds before the first shot rang out. 5.5 seconds before the first shot rang out. And so what he's saying, and this makes sense to me, there's no way that he would be able to get, if he would be down the ridge a good ways, there's no way that he would be able to get into position to fire, especially when you've got a rangefinder and you're trying to get that rangefinder, or in the middle of that rangefinder, there's no way that he would be able to be in position, at least for the first shots, okay? So that's that right there tells you something, there's something else happened on those first shots. I'll let you listen to what he had to say on that.
On Twitter, and here on my frame count of 451 20 and 26 frames, 5.5 seconds before the first shot, David Stewart's panning across, grabbed this one still, and if you follow up this drain pipe again, come over 1-2 into this lane and follow this lane back, that's right where we would expect to see him, is right in this lane, which progresses, of course, slanty up the roof because of, aspect rate perspectives. That's exactly where I would expect to see Crooks. Okay. Then as the camera is swiveling over, this is 5.3 seconds before that first shot. This is 2 seconds before you hear somebody yell, "He's got a gun! He's got a gun!" So Crooks is suddenly up above, way above the skyline, because we're seeing him now from just 30 feet away from that building ish. Estimate 40 feet. If you can see him from there, oh boy, this raises a lot of questions, because this guy is way above the ridgeline. There he is. Big, shiny white forehead, some glinty glasses. This guy is completely, completely exposed in that position. And we have, this raises a lot of questions, of course. Now, it appears...
There he is, right there. You see him above the ridge line. But, and there's, what he's saying is there would not have been time for him to get in position to shoot that first, the first shots.
Here, at 1.26 seconds before shot number one, I've got my particular time here on my video analysis thing where I'm stepping through frame by frame. You can see
it. So here's 1.26 seconds before the shot, and so he's still got his head up 1 second, 1.26 seconds before. Does that make sense, you guys?
Officer here, if you can't see it, in his other hand, gun drawn, and it looks to me like we have crooks in shooting position. Here's a blow-up of that. Sure looks like it. That looks like a guy hunkered down. And that's 1.26 seconds before the first shot. Doesn't guarantee that Crooks made that shot, just says he was in shooting position. Now, here's where the problems come in, and we get a lot more questions. So, phase five, member at Peak Prosperity, where we're having incredible analysis being done.
Okay, so I'm not going to spend the time to go into every one of his details. You can go and do that for yourself if you want to. But I wanted you guys to see that is a very... It makes you wonder, did he really have the opportunity to do at least that first set? And what Chris Martinson's contention is that there were three, we all know that there were three shots, and then there were five that were much more rapid fire. And so was he doing those? I mean, we don't know. Okay, we know he ended up dead, and he's in a very, very bad position for someone to... you know, use him as a patsy, and then to potentially, you know, shoot him from behind when they were finished with him, and then lay the blame on him. You know, that's what it really, really, it, in my opinion, it looks like happened, because I don't think this kid could have done this. I don't, especially now that we have kind of this Zapruder film, it doesn't look like he had the time to do it. All right, so I'm going to show you what Chris Martinson, he's a PhD, and that's his website, his Twitter X account right there. This video, shot by David Stewart at RealDJStu724 on Twitter or X, completely blows the official narrative out of the water. It's the Zapruder film of our time. The official narrative is that Crooks was the only shooter and fired all eight shots. A municipal officer confronted Crooks but retreated when a rifle was pointed at him by Crooks. Seconds later, shots rang out. Now, what he's saying also is that unlikely that he would be able to turn and face the police officer and then have the presence of mind to be able to turn around and shoot at a president. This just... even for someone who's a sniper, an accomplished sniper, that it would just be a very stressful situation. Crooks was killed by a lone sniper bullet shot by Secret Service immediately after the shooting started, and Crooks was finally spotted. Okay, that's the official story. But this film and its audio, connected to an analysis of the angles involved, conclusively shows that Crooks would have been exposed to the Secret Service long before the shots rang out. Duh. I mean, we've seen him going, you know, someone going across the roof. It's very odd. Anyway, or Crooks wouldn't have had time to get in position and settle down to take the most accurate shot, which was the first one, and reconfirms our earlier audio analysis. The audio from Stewart video is strikingly clear. Awesome. Thank you so much for Stewart and I'm giving that over. And he's asking, you know, for more video. If anyone has access to any other video, send it over to this man. You can DM him or send it to his email. Quantitatively, shots one and three are higher pitched and lacking in the pitch frequencies that are consistently found in shots four through eight. I'm going to stop right there and I'm going to show you. He does a lot of audio analysis. I'm going to take you to this one real quick. This one. Okay, so here is where he's got the first three shots there. You see that? And then you've got the five shots, and he's, you know, bringing out the colors to show the difference in what these shots look like in an audio file. So, you know, I'm not going to play each one of them because for me, it's very hard for me to distinguish the sounds, you know, but when he does, this is the one that I found that was really very compelling. When you compare, because you've got the shots, kind of, you get the echo of the other shots that combine, and it's hard to differentiate. So what he ended up doing was he took shots 1 and 8 only to try to get away from some of the reverb or the echo. Okay, so he took this shot right here, number 1, and then he took number 8 so that you wouldn't have any other sounds mixed with that number 8, okay, and were either of those shots. And this is what he's talking about here. And even if just looking at them, and I wish I could take away this line, but anyway, even with just looking at them, you can see they look different. For example, look right here where it maybe at the top it looks similar, but right here in the middle you see there's a lot of crackle. There's a lot of missing spots in here compared to the first shot. Again, lending to the thought that this is a different gun, okay? And then if you look a little farther down, you'll see that there's differences on the bottom. It's not, doesn't have near as many bass tones. Okay, so I'm going to play just a little bit of what he's talking about here.
One shot 8, and they just repeat. They just repeat. So just listen up, see what you hear. I believe, well, let me tell you what I believe after you've had a chance to just listen to it in this isolated way.
So you can tell by looking and by listening that they do sound different, okay? So they have a different tone, and then one has a crackle that the other one doesn't, and it has more bass tone. So I'll play it one more quick time.
And we get repeat. They just repeat. So just listen up, see what you hear. I believe, well, let me tell you what I believe after you've had a chance to just listen to it in this isolated way. Don't even sound remotely the same to me. And so now we're going to have to, the official story is going to have to account for why those two shots sound so darned different. They just do pew, crunch, pew, crunch, right? And again, you can see here in the actual frame, there's a lot of low register stuff here, crunch, right? That's kind of missing from over here. You can see the bulk of this, if you put a weight through this really bright stuff over here, it's lower than this stuff, which is just a little higher, but high enough that it makes a lot of difference. And as well, this has a lot of weird stuff way out here that's completely missing from this one. When you hear that pew, this is what you're...
You see what I'm saying? All right, so this is at his 18:18 mark. Actually, I'll go ahead and post this in the chat and in the... In the comments section, so you guys can grab it and go and watch it. Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe over on my X, so that we can help get this information out there. Okay, you guys. So I want you to see this. This is what it looks like. This is a critical,
absolutely explosive
information. Okay, so it's the name of the video, I think. This is critical information, something like that. All right, let me refresh it. And you can see this is a critical moment.
Absolutely. That's what it is. Explosive.
This is a critical moment. It's the name of the video. All right. So the other thing I went before I leave that subject entirely. Okay, here's some more audio information that he has I wanted you guys to see. He's really going into a lot of in-depth audio analysis. And so on this one, and it's on that same video where he's showing the difference in the sound files, you see this yellow marks is where the gunshot. And here on 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, The other shots are much a different depth of sound. Okay, the 1, 2, and 3 I think have more bass in them. So you can tell there's just a different it's a different gun. Okay, maybe a different type of gun. Either way, it's a different sound that is created. So I wanted you to see that. And here's what it looks like on this file. So he just broke it apart and put it in closer. So I wanted you guys to see that. Now, there are a couple of other people that I saw are posting videos about this, and I would, you know, say go ahead and listen to them and get their opinion. So here, one of them is Paramount Tactical, and he's over on YouTube. First of all, I just got to be honest. I got to tell you what my thought is when I see this these little triangles that look like pedophile symbols. It doesn't make me feel very confident about this guy. Okay, so the other thing is, now he might be a good guy. It's just that he's got very bad logos. But it does make me stand back and wonder. All right, so this is the one that that I listen to. New footage changes everything. So it's gotten, you know, like 898,000 views. So they are, you know, of course, everybody's kind of moving away from the water tower thing. That's really not something everyone's focusing on at this point in the game, in the investigation. But he is saying that all the shots sound alike, and that he is a sniper, and he says they all sound alike. Okay, so, all right, well then maybe, you know, you can listen to him. The difference is, though, he does not take the time to do an audio analysis and have a visual where you can compare them like Chris Martinson has done. Okay, so just so you can, you know, do that. And he's got several other videos on here if you are interested. And, you know, this one's gotten almost 1 million views right now. And he does say, now I haven't watched this one, it says new information proves Trump assassination attempt conspiracy. So maybe he's getting on the bandwagon. Maybe he's watched some Chris Martinson videos. I don't know. He also, on this first one, was talking about videos by this man right here, Mike Bell. And, okay, I got to be, you know, mean. I don't mean to be mean, but I guess I just have to be. But, you know, he's saying, he's kind of disrespecting anyone who comes up with a different viewpoint. And I really, that, for me, makes me go, I'm not listening to this person, because he's not willing to have an honest conversation. When people start in just ridiculing someone for just wanting to find out the facts and look into the facts, and then I just have to go, you know what, I'm not really impressed by that. So I don't appreciate that type of, the way that he's going about that. So that, you know, whatever. He does still have some things on his video that are helpful, and I wanted to make sure that you guys saw that. Mike Bell called this video called Trump Shooting, and he does go into some audio analysis, but not, as far as I can tell, not in the depth that Mike Bell has gone into. All right, so he's got another aerial view where he's showing how this trajectory for this the bullet going across, hitting President Trump, and then going to hit that man on the bleachers, at the top of the bleachers, and then hitting the boom truck. And I think he's got, and he was kind of, part of what he was dissing was the first floor, and it looks like we have found out that it wasn't the first floor, because we have video showing that the windows were closed. All right, so fine. But clearly, we need to do more analysis, and I would just appreciate if he and this other man with Paramount Tactical would really just look at these things honestly and say, okay, let's dig into this audio file a little bit more, and so let's just help get this truth out there, and then, the truth is going to set us free. That's the whole point of the truth. We need to get down to the truth, because we certainly won't get it from the FBI and the CIA. So I wanted you to see this. I think this is where he shows the bullet hitting the boom and lowering the sound speakers.
Over here, and what they do is they're looking this way, and they are seeing the boom lift with the sound system. And there's a fence right here that's next to them. They can see this building. And in the soundtrack, you can say, he's got a gun, he's on the roof, they can hear him. So they had seen that there's somebody over here, and they realized this before the shot came off. They were already alerted and going nuts. And then, of course, the microphone is over here. This is the soundtrack from this position over here, and this is the microphone over there. start. There's the shot being fired. And there's the shot arriving, and there's the click. And there's the sound wave arriving at the camera, guys next to the fence. And there's the sound wave arriving at the microphone. All ties up very well.
Okay, so the spectator's camera didn't pick up the sonic boom. That's only on the microphone right by Trump.
Correct. The sonic boom picked up only if you're very close to the bullet. And then the same thing, here's the second shot being fired. Shot passes the microphone, passes this camera over here. And then the sound wave reaches the microphone. And then same thing over here. It's fired.
Okay, I see. That's a good visualization.
These throat shots here are very clear. Here's the next one. Here's the next one. However, because these are rapid fire, they all jumble on top of each other.
Somewhere it's in here. I know I've seen it in here. Yeah, now they're going to that. So all right. So anyway, he's going. At some point, he shows the boom truck getting hit and going down. But anyway, let me see if I can. I'll keep trying. I'll see if I can get it to that exact spot. Okay, here we go. Maybe this is it. Okay, I think this is it. Here we go.
Because it's blocked by the big screen, it's an impossible shot. Okay, then the other shot that people are talking about is this one over here, which is from this
window. Well, that's a different one. Okay, so he's talking about this boom truck over here. Okay, so I guess I was mistaken. That's an interesting point. I didn't even realize. I thought it hit this. Okay, this boom truck, maybe it was over here on this side. The bullet hit on this boom truck, which was over on President Trump's right. Okay, I guess I was... Were y'all thinking it was over on his left? Either way, there was one on each side, but it was this one that got hit, and then the oil splattered out and went over onto this set of bleachers over on President Trump's right. Okay, I was mistaken about that. I don't know if you guys had that. I was thinking it was this boom over here. Either way, it doesn't so much matter about that, but I just wanted you to be aware of, you know, this video right here in case you wanted to come and watch that one and see what he has to say. But again, we're all just trying, you know, I think that hopefully we're all just trying to get to the truth, except for the FBI and the CIA. All right, so the last thing I wanted to show you, let's see, I think it was this one. Okay, I'm going to talk about the cartridges here in just a second. The other thing I wanted you to see is... I'm going to go ahead and talk about the cartridges. All right, so here is a very interesting thing that Ray went over on before Congress. Don't you find how amazing how quickly they got out ahead of this thing and went before Congress and got that out of the way and got the CIA director removed and, you know, and cleaned up this place and removed everything and didn't even secure the scene, and people just could go, anyone and everybody could go over there. And they washed off the building. It's very, very odd. They cleaned up Crook's house. I mean, so much that they really have destroyed the crime scene, really. And it appears intentionally. Be that as it may, we still have so much evidence that they cannot take away. And the only difference is that, you know, we have to just get the truth out. And that's what we are going to keep pushing to get this truth out. And, you know, when President Trump gets in there, he said he will release all this information about his assassination attempt, and as well as JFK's. I mean, this is the end of the intelligence agency. It has to be, because they have been the arm of all this criminal activity and really political crimes that have really been used to take down our country. You know, they couldn't have done it nearly so quick if it hadn't been for the evil intelligence agencies. Okay, so groups like the CIA and the FBI and all them. Now, he's saying, and I agree, Ray's testimony was insulting. His deliberate sloppiness in not knowing if the gun had a scope or that no cartridges were recovered from the roof, they were cases, was a wink from the Matrix. I like that he's using the word Matrix. A signal that says we have no intention of getting to the truth, right? Yeah. So he's saying, Ray said, we recovered 8 cartridges on the roof. Do you remember, as soon as he said that, I was saying, wait. I can tell you right there, this is, you know, I'm not even really someone who shoots guns or whatever, but I could tell that he was covering up. I could just feel it in my spirit and my heart. I'm like, the whole thing that he was up there, he was trying to obfuscate. We know that, but especially when he came to these cartridges. So these 8, he says, we recovered 8 cartridges on the roof. So I wanted you to, don't tell me I messed it up. What have I done? I've got it blown up so big. I clicked on the wrong thing. When you've got a cartridge, it's, as he was showing the picture, I'll just take you to that. When you have a cartridge, it's the spent shell. Initially, you have the whole case, the whole cartridge that has the gunpowder and everything all together. And then once the bullet goes to the target, and it's got the gunpowder, whatever is released, then you have this spent casing or this spent shell, and sometimes they call it brass, and that's what goes onto the ground near where you would shoot. Okay, so this is what was on the roof. So when Ray is saying that they retrieved 8 cartridges, well, they didn't retrieve 8 cartridges because they were not, the cartridge is not spent yet. I hope that makes sense. I hope I'm saying that clearly enough. But you could retrieve 8 cases, 8 shells, 8 brass, pieces of brass, but you can't collect spent cartridges because cartridges have not yet been shot. Okay, so he's lying, we know, okay, and it really begs the question, what really, you know, what was really on that roof? Where did they come from? We know nothing. Based on what he said, it told us nothing. I knew when he said it, he was telling us absolutely nothing. So anyway, so the point is, it's been cleaned up, and you won't be able to really gain information from that because it would just be the word of the intel agencies, which we know we can't trust. Okay, so thankfully we have this video, and it appears that these police officers tried to nab it from this steward guy, and they were not able to. I wonder how many other people have videos that they will send over. Oh, just hope and pray that they will. Let's just pray that they will send this over so that it will be definitive proof and evidence that from all sides that these people, what they did, and you know, just imagine if we'd had that back in the day of JFK and the ability to get the truth out. Okay, so that's what I wanted you guys to know about that. So those were the 5 things I wanted you to know about. This is a Pruder film, that this guy was up on the roof. Yeah, he was up above his 5 seconds before. There was really no way he could get into position, that the shots were not from the first floor, that there's the audio file, there's definitive, that there are 2 guns, and that this whole thing was about the cartridges is, you know, obfuscation and fake news. All right, so he's saying here, he's forming the hypothesis is... that we know that it's not true. It's in the red zone because it's not, there's no way that Crooks was the only shooter. And then H1, that there were, hypothesis one is that there were 2 shooters. Hypothesis 1A is that, that Crooks shot, that one other shooter did 1 through 3, shots 1 through 3, and that Crooks shot 4 through 8, which I would probably lean in that direction because we see that he was not able to get in position to do the first 3 shots. And then potentially it could be that it was the opposite way around, that Crook shot the first 3, but I don't see how he could have done that. And then the hypothesis 2 is that Crooks shot 0 shots. That's a possibility too. Okay, so we're not even dealing with the water tower. Okay, so I hope that information was helpful. Cartridges is synonymous for brass. Like an ink cartridge holds ink. Yes, that's a good way to say it. Thank you, Michael44NC, that a cartridge holds a bullet, right? It holds all these things. And so you've got this, but he was saying, this man, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to keep the right at this right screen. He was saying a cartridge, from what he's explaining, is the cartridge contains the bullet and the gunpowder and the brass and everything together. Really, that's what a cartridge is. Either way, we just don't, whatever he's doing, we know he's obfuscating, and he's Ray is not to be trusted. We can't trust what he is saying. And so when he's saying he collected 8 cartridges or shells or whatever he wants to call them, that we don't have any confidence that this is any of this is true anyway. They also, you know, it appears that they, you know, went up on this crime scene and were just walking around this dead body. It just, the whole thing looked like it was completely not a controlled situation at all. And so they were, it just, the whole thing was looked like the Keystone Cops. All right, so I want you to see that. I think that's everything I wanted you to see, guys, today. And I didn't want to stay on too long. I want a lot of people to see this video and stay on top of this and really, like I said, go and take the time to watch those videos I just shared in the comments and the chat. And you know what? Before I quit, close off this video, I'll go ahead and post this one also. I'll just go ahead and show
you. All right, so we got brand new.
I'll post this one right quick here in the chat so you can grab this one. This is the one by Paramount Tactical. I'm going to pop it into the comment section also here. And yeah, okay. And then I'm also going to pop in this one by Mike Bell, so you don't have to hunt for that one. You are welcome. I love you guys. We're in this to win it. We're all in this to get this job done, and that's what we do. All right, so before we go, I was going to show you again, as you guys already know this, but I just love to have the Word of God. It is our strength. We know that the Lord is just helping us through this, and he's chosen us for this day. And I just want to keep you guys encouraged, and no matter what happens, just we know that this is amazing day that we are all living in and experiencing. Before we do a Revelation 11, I'll go ahead and show you the Revelation 14. This is where it's talking about the 144,000, those who are hand-selected, hand-chosen from the Lord. And one of the great things it says about this great group of people, which is you guys and you know, all of us in fighting in this battle, they are chosen in this great army of Armageddon. It says that they've kept themselves as pure as virgins, following the Lamb wherever he goes. They've been purchased from among the people on earth as a special offering, like the Omer bundle to God, and the first fruits, just like behind me, we count the Omer every spring, and to the Lamb. They have told no lies, and they are without blame. Remember I was telling you yesterday, you stand blameless before the Lord. He has forgiven you. You are blameless in his sight. This is what the Lord says in his word, and you are living that out. You are living out a blameless life before the Lord, keeping that close relationship with the Lord. It says they've told no lies. In other words, we are truth tellers. You know, even if we get kicked off of this platform or that platform, or someone doesn't like it, or we get, you know, all this ridicule, we just keep out here to tell the truth. The Lord has put this in our hearts. There's some people who just are like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to take all this grief. And we're like, I don't know why, except for the Spirit of the Lord is in us to the point that we have to tell the truth. We have to spread this truth. So thank you guys so much. Thank you for sharing the truth about end times. Thank you for sharing the truth about what we're posting on Freedom Force Battalion. Please keep sharing it. It's just so, so important that we do that. Thanks for sharing this truth about these wonderful patriots that we share, like Mike Lindell, who's working so hard. Let's keep sharing his information and supporting him. Thank you for sharing about the Patriot TV over here, Q Streaming. They're so great, and they not censoring anybody. I just really appreciate this Patriot Channel TV, and also sharing the health links. Just listening to the Holy Spirit as he is guiding us so that we can get the truth about how we can have our health. And I've been praying about something else. I'm like, Lord, I just need you to guide me on this. And I'm I'm hot on the trail of this, and I'm going to just see how the Lord leads me and just stay tuned. I'm so thankful. If you're new here, you might not know that my mom was in terrible agony pain, and the Lord led us on how to get her well. She doesn't even take aspirin anymore, and she's doing amazing, amazing with prescribinglife.com. I think it's on my health links right here, as well as me being poisoned, and you guys prayed for me, and the Lord led me so that I could live. Thank you, Lord. And so I could not, I don't want, vibration therapy as well as amino acids, can help people with who have bipolar and depression, and also CBD. CBD right now is on 50% off. So this is a great time to stock up and get buy one, get one free, and to give to away for gifts or whatever, because it's really amazing to help heal the nerves, the nervous system. They've really attacked our nervous system. And then the other thing, besides that we are truth tellers, and that we, that's in Revelation 14. The other thing is this beautiful passage, my favorite, which is in Revelation 11:11, says, after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon all which saw them. That's what's happened to us. The Lord has awakened us. We stood on our feet. We are standing up and we're fighting back. We're exposing these criminals every second of every day that we're awake. And they're in great fear. They're in great fear because they are like, these people won't stop. We've done everything we can think of to do to them. And they're everywhere. They're like little flies. We like bat them away. Stop, stop, stop. And we won't stop. We won't stop. If one person like Bannon, you know, he's been put in prison. Well, we just keep going. Everybody just keeps going and redouble your efforts. Go back over the video that I just showed the other day, the one about the election integrity. Find out something that you can do in your community to make sure there's election integrity, and as well as helping to get the vote out and getting people signed up to vote so that we can get this job done. All right, so verse 12 says, they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. In other words, they're being removed from these positions of power. This is what's going to happen. And we will be put into these positions of authority. No matter, you know, what kind of role that the Lord has chosen for you to play, we will be put in these positions so we can run this cow town and not have all this evil done. We're going to have righteous people that says the righteous will rule and reign with him, with Christ. How great is that? I love it. I'm so thankful that we're going to have the righteous rule. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for this beautiful, bright future. Thank you so much for Mr. Martinson, who's worked so hard to try to expose the truth about these gunshots and what really happened on that day. Thank you for this man, Stuart, coming up with having this video. Lord, you place your people in these strategic locations all the time so that you can reveal the truth, Lord. Help us to help them to get this truth out into the world. Lord, help us whether you want us to text it or tweet it or truth it or whatever to get all this truth out. You have chosen us for this job, and that we are those who tell no lies. We are without blame. We just bless your name that you love us and you considered us worthy to be in this great battle. I pray you for the strength for my battalion. I pray that you would help this truth to run. I pray that everyone would understand the truth about end times, Lord. Help them not to believe the lies that we're escaping earth, but that we're going to have your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray that believers would wake up and realize that they've been lied to, and they would search out the truth, and they'd really want to know, Lord, put in their hearts to want to know the truth and know longer believe the lies. Lord, speak to their hearts. And we know you will. We know at one point we're all going to come together. So help prepare us, Lord, so that we can help them to know the truth about whatever topic. Lord, strengthen us so that we know the truth backwards and forwards so that we can help everybody that we come into contact with. We pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm going to jet. I love you guys. I will talk to you. Oh, if you have any questions or thoughts or comments, make sure to put them in the chat, put them in the description, and I will talk to you later. Bye.